This is KCUR 89.3. An estimated 20 veterans take their own lives every day. In January, President Trump signed an executive order to expand and transform the VA's focus on mental health services. Now a tragedy and subsequent legal case in Kansas City may help spur that transformation. KCUR's Dan Margulies has this report.
Donald Drawn describes his son this way.
Before he went to Iraq, he was very fun-loving. He was charismatic. He liked to be the life of a party, always joking around. Just a fun-loving guy. He loved life.
In 2004, Corporal William P. Drawn deployed to Iraq as a squad leader and gunner. After his seven-month tour of duty, he received a citation for heroic service and was honorably discharged from the Marine Corps. Several members of Drawn's squad were killed in Iraq. When he returned stateside, his parents say he started having nightmares and flashbacks.
Very depressed, very moody, quick-tempered.
His stepmom, Lori Drawn, says he talked a lot about the men who were killed under his command and other things he'd experienced in Iraq.
He couldn't seem to get that monkey off of his back. He did a lot of horrible things over there under the direction of the Marine Corps that really caused him some huge guilt feelings.
Drawn hung the dog tags of the men he lost on his car's rearview mirror. He began drinking heavily.
He saw him every day, had him every day, and grieved over him from the time he got back and say until probably the time of his death.
A couple of times he got violent with his wife and once tried to strangle her. After they got divorced, he had two children by two women who later broke up with him. He sought treatment at the VA hospital in Kansas City and was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He admitted to thoughts of killing himself by ramming his car into a bridge. In August 2009, the VA flagged him as being at high risk for suicide. The VA is supposed to keep such patients on the list for at least 3 months after discharge. But exactly 90 days later, a suicide prevention coordinator at the hospital removed the high-risk flag from his electronic medical records without explanation. Michael Raup is a lawyer with the Hush Blackwell Law Firm, which was appointed to represent the family after they sued the VA.
There were policies in place at the VA that, had they been followed, provided Corporal Drawn with a chance, and with more than a chance, with appropriate care that he should have received.
On March 17, 2010, St. Patrick's Day, Drawn and his girlfriend went to a Kansas City bar. The two began arguing. When they got home, he smashed his cell phone on the front steps. Inside the house, his girlfriend saw Drawn walk out of his bedroom holding a gun. He killed himself in front of her and his brother. Drawn was 28. Although the VA has paid out several hundred million dollars to settle wrongful death cases, it's extremely rare for a case, especially one where a vet has killed himself, to go to trial and result in a verdict for the vet's family. But that's what happened here. Last month, a federal judge in Kansas City, Kansas, Julie Robinson, found the VA negligent in its care of Drawn. She said the VA's negligence directly contributed to his death. Jeff Simon is another attorney at Hush Blackwell.
In my mind, this case has a very broad impact. It should have a very broad impact on the government. What it does to honor the duty that it owes these young men and young women who it's asked to fight its wars.
The VA declined to comment on the case. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Kansas, which defended the VA, also declined to comment. Judge Robinson hasn't assessed damages yet, and for various legal reasons, the award isn't likely to exceed several hundred thousand dollars. But Drawn's parents say they didn't pursue the case for the money.
I loved my son. It's hard to even look at his picture still because it upsets me too much. I can't go through his personal items yet. It's already been almost 8 years. But when I think about it, it seems almost like yesterday.
Donald Drawn says he filed the lawsuit because he wanted to do what was right for William and for his two children.
Both my wife and I, our opinions, we felt that the VA had failed him somehow. We didn't know exactly how, but we knew that they had failed him. This was their job.
The Drawns say Judge Robinson's decision was bittersweet. They won the case, but they're haunted by the thought that if the VA had followed its own policies, their son might still be alive. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available toll-free 24/7 at 1-800-273-8255. That number again, 1-800-273-8255.